How many of you know that song?
Hey, yeah.
How many of you know it? Only one hand is up there. Three hands are here. Three hands are also here. One hand is also here. You know it. Okay, let's try it. We're going to try it. Play. Choma, you know it. Everybody clap like this.
Oh, clap your hands. All ye people. And shout.
Wait. So the song says, oh, clap your hands. I'm talking. Oh, clap your hands. All ye people. And she will say, and shout. Then we all shout, ooh. The answer, wait. Because otherwise, you're not obeying the instruction. So, oh, clap your hands. Then we start clapping. All ye people. And shout. Unto God. You get it? So, you get it? Okay, so let's try it. Just look at the words on the part that we all sing. That part will come. When that part comes, then you'll start singing. Then we'll start jumping. That's all. This one, you can let her sing it. Ready, go.
Oh, clap your hands. All ye people. And shout unto God.
With a voice of triumph. Look at the words. Oh, with a voice of triumph. Oh, you can sing this part. Hi. You're alive in me. Resurrection power.
Resurrection power. Oh,
we're going to learn a song, you see it.
I'm alive. I'm alive in me.
Let's begin resurrection power. Sing resurrection power. Resurrection power. Oh, you are alive. You are alive. You are alive in me. Sing resurrection power. I'm alive.
Resurrection power. Oh,
I'm alive.
I'm alive. I'm alive in you.
One last time. Resurrection power. You are alive.
Resurrection power.
Oh, you're alive.
You're alive. You're alive in me.
Resurrection power. Oh, some of you are not singing.
I'm alive. I'm alive in you. Resurrection power.
Hallelujah. Push your hands together for the Lord powerfully. This you're playing, you're just topping up. I don't know what it means. Amen. Push your hands together properly, please. Close your eyes, let's pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We ask the Lord you will speak to us by your Holy Spirit. We ask for the spirit of wisdom, spirit of revelation, knowledge of God. May we know you. More and more and more and more. May we be transformed as our minds are renewed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we have prayed. Amen. 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 Put your hands together for the Lord powerfully. One more time. And you may take your seats. How many of you are feeling hot? Okay. We are all feeling hot. You know what it is? So if you feel hot, you just fan yourself small, but don't fall asleep. Okay, don't sleep. I'm praying that God will give us rain this evening. What do you think? So that tomorrow the place will be cool. Or how do you want rain this evening? Yes. All right. So what's the theme for this year's conference? No. What's the theme for this conference? Tasters and partakers. Everybody say tasters and partakers. Say to your neighbor, tasters and partakers. And then we who came for the conference, we are saying that I am a partaker, not a taster. Are you a partaker? Do you want to be a partaker? Do you want to be a partaker? But to partake, you must taste first. Do you see? So we are discussing what it means to taste. So I said number one is what? Number one is what? Please pay attention. You cannot be funny yourself and all you are doing is funny yourself. Okay, we are here. I'm also feeling hot. Do you see? But I'm not complaining. So sit down quietly and pay attention. What does it mean? Number one is what? Look in your own book and say it. Number one is what? To taste means what? To put something small in your mouth. That's it. Huh? Small in your mouth. Like the Milo that you put small in your mouth. When you are making a Milo, you pour in the cup, then you put small in your mouth. How many of you have been pouring small in your mouth? Yeah. So that's to taste it. Is that okay? Number two, it means what? It means what? To nibble at something. Okay? It means to bite a small piece. Do you see? And chew it. When you bite a small piece, you are not eating it to become full, but you are just biting a small piece so that you can taste it. Is that okay? Is that okay? Number two, it means what? To do what? To try something out. Try it out. Bruh, boss, don't do that. You see, it's because you don't have a book that you have written the thing in. That's why people who have written it, look at these guys in the front here. They are looking in their book and they are reading. But only been to know where you should. If you cry, a crab and so. A crab say, a crab and I say. You are from which village? Look at all of us here. Everybody is wearing their shoe nicely. Oh, cross the same thing to know where you will shoot. Wait. Don't remove your shoe in case it is smelling. Your neighbors will be getting this thing cold. Do you know cold? Yes. Don't give your neighbors cold with your shoe here. Hallelujah. So number one is what? To put something small in your mouth to taste it. Number two is what? To nibble. Number three is what? To try it out. You want to try it. Okay? You want to try it. And I've come here to convince you that you need to first of all take a. Hey. Why? Cho. Hallelujah. Number three. Number four. Right? Number four. It means, I hear, it means to take a bite of something. To take a bite. Okay? Okay? Take a bite. All right. And what are we talking about? We are talking about the word of God. Because the Bible says in Psalm 34 verse 8, it says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." And we have also seen that the Bible says that in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. And so to taste God and see is to taste his word. And see. And when you taste the word of God, you will see that God is good. It is inside that word that you taste that you will see that God. How many of you are still in the church? How many are in the church? Yes. Yes. The discussion is that we want to enter deep. And I told you that I came to this conference this morning. I thought that as I've come, I'm going to talk to partakers. And we'll be discussing how to partake. But as I look at your face, I've realized that I am talking to tasters and non-tasters. Some people are not even tasting. Yeah. I was saying in the morning that if you don't, do you know how many Bibles I have? Plenty. Many Bibles. How many Bibles do you have? How many Bibles do you have? Zero. Yes. Or, you have a Bible. Where is it? A Ophie. Your Bible is where? You and your sister are sharing the Bible. Yes. Cyrus, is that your Bible? Is it your name that is in it? When I check, I'll see a woman's name inside. Let's check the name and see. There's no name on it. New Mission Academy. It's for who? It's for you. Yes. Check your neighbor and see whether your neighbor has a Bible or not. Because that's a sign. To taste is to bite. Bite. When I'm holding chocolate and I say, taste it, I'll say, bite some. That chocolate you are biting, it cannot make you full. Don't talk. I'm very serious here. It cannot make you full, but at least it will help you to know the taste of what chocolate. If somebody asks you, have you eaten chocolate before? What will you say? Yes. They will not ask you, was it a full one? Was it a... No. Once you bit small, and it was... Yeah. Then you swallow it. Yeah. They ask you, have you eaten chocolate before? What's your answer be? Yeah. So in the same way also, that's what we are going to do with the word of God. Everybody here, my aim today, tomorrow, and when? Saturday. But by Saturday, dear, we'll be partakers. Oh, now, what do you think? Yeah, by Saturday, we'll be discussing, because I came here to talk about how we can be partakers of the word of God. Because once we can enter into and begin to eat and to swallow, and the nutrients will go into us, let me show you something. When you eat, you are the ones who are going to secondary school, JSS and JHS and even primary school, I'm sure you learn it. When you eat, they say that the food has what they call nutrients, right? Such as? Fat. The first one you mentioned is fat. Number one is what? That's the one that is not even good that you are mentioning, fat. Number one is what? I'm not hearing you. Two, carbohydrates. Then what? Vitamins. They say vitamins are like the most important, I think. Or vitamins. Vitamins are even many. Like what and what and what? Then we have minerals. No, vitamins, what do you have? Vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, D, E, K. There's no F. Shame on you. Shame on you. I just mentioned the letters. There is A, there is B, there is C, there is D, there is E, there is K. That's all. Or that's the one we know so far. Even the B's crown, we have different types of B's. We have B2, B12. Eh? Yes. That's nutrients. And the only way, I listen to me, that you can get the nutrients in the food to go into you. And when the nutrients go into you, what when you eat food is that when the nutrients go into you, the nutrients disappear into you. What I'm preaching is good, though. It's good. It's very good. Come, let me show something. I am tempted to talk about partakers, though. Like, it's nice to me. Sit down. But I don't. Come, sit, put the book down, come. Why we must want to be a partaker? I'm saying that partaking is where we want to get to. But as I'm looking at your faces, you are not even tasters. But if you have not tasted, you will not be interested in my discussion about partaking. But I want to show you so that you'll be interested what partaking does. You see this guy? Who is a smaller boy? You, come. No, the boy. It's a girl. Hey, I didn't see the earrings. I'm sorry. I want a boy. Huh, you, come. The brother's name? Huh? Richard. You are from where? Book room. Stand here like this. So are you seeing something? This boy, how old are you? How old are you? Eight. Okay. When this boy was seven or eight, I don't think that, well, we can, let's say, maybe seven. He was like this boy. True or not true? True or not true? He was smaller. Some time ago, he was smaller like this. Then he has become like this. Now, it's not because it's because of the years are passing. Like, every time you celebrate your birthday, then you grow bigger in addition. What is making him bigger is the food that he's partaking of. And the reason he's, the reason, what I'm saying, I don't know whether it makes sense to you, but the reason why the food, see, the food that he eats, there is something in it, there are some things in it called nutrients. One of them is what? Proteins, right? Proteins are used to do what? To build muscle, right? You mind again, right? Right. Bones, the bones, what do you use to get bones? Calcium, minerals. So the minerals like calcium, they help you to get bones, right? So you have proteins that are making his muscles become bigger. You have calcium and other minerals that are making his bones become longer. Now watch this. When he eats and the food contains those things, the food enters his stomach. The stomach digests, intestines digest. Then the nutrients are taken. Am I preaching to you something very important? Then the nutrients come out of the food enter into his blood and enter into his cells. Now the proteins will come into the muscle cells, and they will give more muscle. So if he had 10,000 muscles, because of the protein he's eating, he will now have 12,000 muscles. If he gets 12,000 muscle cells, what will happen? The muscles begin to grow bigger, right? But it means that if you look inside his stomach, you will not find the meat that he ate. Where is the meat passed? It has become muscle. It has become muscle. And he's able to grow from here to here only because, not because he's nibbling. You see, well, if you take a bite of chicken, it will take him a long time to move from here to here. Oh, you don't want to, you know, it's not making sense to you. Is it making sense to you? Look, let me tell you something. If you see somebody who is big, like becoming bigger and bigger, bigger and bigger, 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 bigger and bigger, the reason they are becoming bigger and bigger is because they are eating a lot. They are eating a lot. If you like, ask, check and see. They are eating a lot. When you eat a lot, you are becoming a partaker. When you partake, the food, the nutrients in the food, they make you bigger and taller. Yes. Because when you partake, what I'm preaching, it's not good, eh? Is it complex? Uncle George, what I'm preaching, is it complex? If you don't partake. I've seen children. You say, how old are you? So 13. He's like this. Oh? Sometimes I meet somebody, very small boy. When they mention their age, I become afraid. If you don't partake, you don't eat the food, a bowl, eat it, chew it. Don't talk behind me. Oh, hey, I don't like that. Swallow it. Digest it. Absorb the nutrients. They call it assimilate. Is that not it? I don't know what word you use. Is that not it? Assimilation. It's called assimilation. When you digest the food and nutrients come out, then the nutrients enter into your cells. It's called assimilation. If you don't eat it, the food is in. Do you like food? Yes. Uh-huh. So if you like food, one day, you become like him, or you become taller than him. If you don't like food, you'll be like this. You'll be 14 years old. When we say, how old are you? 14. We'll just fall down. But even right now, if I ask his age and he says he's 14, how many of you will be surprised? How can he be 14 years old? Look at it. How can he be 14 years old and be like this?
years old and be like this. But because it is the nutrients in the food. See, I'm preaching to you about how you must treat the word of God that God gives you. Because I'm going to continue and show you one of the places where we taste and then we partake is quiet time. I thought you'd be clapping for quiet time by now. So you see, now I understand why you're not clapping. How many of you have been having quiet time regularly? Regularly means Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I don't want any whatever. You see, three hands. For Christian, quiet time, you read your Bible every day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You are reading your Bible. And why are you raising up your hand? If you wake up in the morning, every morning, you read your Bible and pray every morning. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Every week. Raise up your hand like this. Let me see. Bible crowd wouldn't be Obi. Away. Ophie. Would they answer Oma Media? Oma Media, yeah, okay, can you be? That's why How many of you are reading your Bible? Eto de bia. Give me a wave. You are in the church plenty. I know. Many of you are here. Many of you, you read your Bible. Eto de bia. Eto de bia. And I'm telling you that, you see, even you, I can't even call you a taster. The reason why, listen to me. The reason why I can't even call you a taster is because I told you in the morning that anybody who tastes something nice wants more of it. True or not true? True or not true? And so if you taste something, Cyrus, if you taste something nice and there is more there and it's free, what will you do? You take more. Is that not it? There is more there. I gave you chocolate. I said, come and bite. Say to bite. To me, it means to take a bite of something. I gave you. I went to Switzerland and I brought you Swiss chocolate. Sweet, not the one that you see. I brought you a nice Swiss chocolate. Then I said, bite it and see. I mean, taste it and see. So I give you, and then you bite. Then. It's nice. Then I tell you that inside the fridge there are 5 bars. The one you just tasted, that you took a bite of, in the fridge there are 5 bars of that chocolate. Okay, you can eat anytime at all you want. I'm going to town. I'll be back. What will happen to the 5 bars? How many people think that when I go to town and come, it will not be in the fridge? How many put in that when I go to town and come, it will not be in the fridge? If I come back and it's in the fridge, you are a very good boy. I will give you an award. There is nobody in this room. If I say there is 5 bars of chocolate from Switzerland in the fridge, you can eat it. You can eat all. You can eat anything at all you want to do, you can do. If I go to town and come back, I will not. Because sometimes, some of you, you see what you do, you sleep. Then in the night, when everybody's asleep. If you hear something, you freeze. There's a way you freeze. And there's a way when you bite it, you put the wrapper around it well and put it in the fridge as if nothing has happened to it. Because as you are lying on your bed, it's like the chocolate is calling. What's your name? Gideon. Is that this Switzerland chocolate that has come, no? Gideon. I'm here. I'm in the fridge. Don't you want some? How many that happened to you before? Something was in the fridge and you couldn't sleep. It has happened to you before. Yeah, it happens. It has happened to me before. That's why I know that it happens to you. Yeah. They say that, wait. Tomorrow. No. You see that the thing is calling your name. Gideon. I am in the fridge. Don't you want some? You want some? That's when they... But here you are. Inside this. This is the best chocolate you can get. You don't believe me. I know you don't believe me. You say it's a book, you say it's chocolate. It's chocolate. Nikita, is it Nikita? Chocolate. This is chocolate. How many people like chocolate? Yeah, chocolate. The Bible calls the word of God honey. That's why we have a song that says, honey, I love you. Have you heard that song before? Honey, I need you. Testimony, I love you. Testimony, I need you. Because it is sweet. Oh, I thought somebody would show me like something. I don't know whether... You know how to sing that song? You don't know that one? Learn it. You have 24 hours. Who can sing that song? They didn't come. Yeah. This is it. But Gideon, you have never heard this thing calling your name before. You have not heard... Have you heard it calling your name before? You don't even say good morning. When you are passing by... even when, you see, me in my house, I hear my wife is always... Have you had a quiet time? Come on, if we don't boot you see. Come on, how many have quiet time? How many of your mother is booting you because you didn't have quiet time? How many does it happen to you? Hey, your mother say, oh, you didn't do quiet time. Bye-bye, go to school. See you later. That's why you are having quiet time. Eto de beer. But the chocolate is in the fridge, but you eat it. Eto de beer. This is it. I'm not making sense to you. This is it. I'm believing God that by the end of the 3 days that we are going to be here, we will all become tasters. Then we'll move on to become partakers. No. Your amen is not good. Only three people are saying amen here. I say you become tasters. Amen. Then you become partakers. Amen. You become a taster. Amen. When you taste it, you will see that it is sweet. All right, go and sit down. Now let me tell you, give the Bible to the owner. It's for who? Cyrus. Come and take it. Let me describe to you what a taster looks like. Then we can make progress. Okay, number one. What I told you was what it means to taste. Now, what does it mean to be a taster? Number one. A taster is a person who has had a little experience with the word of God. A taster is somebody who has a little experience. You've learned one verse somewhere. You've read one verse somewhere. You've read a few verses somewhere. Your experience with the word of God is very, very little. Small. You are a taster. Are you in a church? Number two. A taster is a person who has seen a little bit of the word of God. Write this down. If you have a write, try and write. Do you see? Don't be lazy. Get a pen from somebody and write. Get a pencil and write. Copy it from the screen. But by all means, write something. Number one, a taster is a person who has had a little experience. Your experience with the word of God, number one, is very small. You have experienced God's word. You have tasted it. You have tried it out. But it's very small. Very small. Are you in the church? Are you in the church? Yes. Write it down. Number two, a taster is a person. Because, see, I am trying to show you that according to good, better. Partaker is better than taster. Partaker is what? Partaker is what? But we have to understand even what a taster looks like before we try to become partakers. Is it making sense? Because we cannot go to partakers unless we have passed through tasters. Is it making sense? Number two, a taster is a person who has seen a little bit of the word of God. Little bit. A little. If I say, give me 10 quotations of the Bible, you can't give me because you know only a little. Is it making sense? Is it making sense? Yes. Yes. Number three, a taster is a person who has sampled. You see, sampled is like to put more in your mouth. Okay. A taster is a person who has sampled the word of God. You have put small in your mouth. Are you in the church? Are you in the church? Are you in the church? Oh, we should close. No. Should we close? No. And come on Saturday. No. Number what? Number one is what? Hey, by tomorrow, eh? Tomorrow. Everybody raise up your right hand. Yeah, right, like this. Like, and put it on your chest like this. And say, I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal. To bring my notebook to the conference tomorrow. So help me God. Are you serious? Okay, the first time you were not serious. Now you are serious. Now let's put your hand again. I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal. To bring my notebook to the conference tomorrow. So help me God. Will you bring it? I want every, because now we are writing, but many of you are not writing. And what I'm teaching you, you need to write it, because that's what we are going to practice from now till next year. Every year, I told you that every year, what we learn at the conference, what do? We practice it for a year before the next conference. Last year was, if you love the Lord. I hope some of you are loving the Lord now. How many of you, your love for God has increased? If you love the Lord, what will you do? What will you do? You will keep his commandments. If you love the Lord, you will do what? You will keep his commandments. Another one is what? You do what? You do what? You build his church. How many of you are building the church? Eh? How many of you are building the church? If you are in the choir, you are building the church. Yeah? If you are a dancing star, you are building the church. If you are a cameraman, you are building the church. If you are an evangelist, you are building the church. If you're an usher, who is an usher? Usher. If you're an usher, you are building a church. If you love the Lord, you will build his church. How many of you are building a church? So every year, we come to Strong Christian Conference to take homework, to go and do it for 1 year and come back. I mean, if they give you homework for 1 year, it's very nice. Yeah, you can play, and then when it's time, then you go and do the homework and take it to school. So this year also, our homework for this year is that we are going to be partakers of the word of God. Yeah, we're going to be partakers. I am believing God that by next year when we are coming, I must hear testimonies that some people have raised up the dead. I didn't hear an amen. Somebody died. Somebody died. You prayed for them and they came back to life. Wow. That's what I'm looking for. That's why I came. That's the homework for this year. Yeah, some of you don't speak in tongues, but from now, the homework from now till next year is that when we come back next year, you will see, you will be talking, you will be speaking tongues of angels. You understand? Tongues of angels, like the language of angels. When you talk, you and an angel will talk to you. You understand? And you also talk back to the angel. You see, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, it happens in real life. There are some people, that is their experience. That's it. And I want to be a partaker. That's why my shirt says, I am a partaker. I want to be a partaker. How many want to be partakers? Yeah. But let's solve the problem of tasters, because as I'm looking at your face, no, it's not working. The tasting is not working. Number three, where are we? Number four, a taster, are you here? A taster is a person who has had a brief encounter with the word of God. A brief encounter. You have experienced God somehow. You have come to God. How many of you were having your quiet time and what you were reading was, it made you very happy. You were smiling the whole day. How many of you that's happened to you before? Very nice verse. When you read it, you were smiling. As you're going to school, you're just very happy, just smiling about what you're... Yes, that's it. That is a brief encounter with the word of God. It makes you smile. That's why I say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Are you hearing me? Yeah. Number what? Number five. A taster is a Christian. Are you listening to me? Everybody bring a book tomorrow to write all these things. A taster is a Christian who is slightly. Write the words on the screen so they can see it all. I'm not removing the big words. I'm saying all the big words. Slightly acquainted. Write it. I want you to know. Church is also a place where you can learn the English words. Acquainted. A-C-Q-U-A-I-N-T-E-D. A-C-Q-U-A-I-N-T-E-D. Acquainted. What does it mean? It means you know somebody, but you don't know them very well. When you meet somebody today, and the person says, hello, my name is William. What's your name? Caris. From which church? I'm from Bantama. You're from where? Where? Whose son is this? Take it so they can see your face. Who is the teacher? The teacher is who? Dabai New Site. You don't know that your church is in Dabai New Site. Okay, so I am William. I'm from Bantama Church. You are who? Caris from Dabai New Site. Beautiful. It's nice to meet you. Wow. Are you being blessed at the conference? Will you come again next year? Is everything going well? Tomorrow, will you bring a notebook to church? All right. So, where do you stay? Chapter Estate, and your church is in the Mind New Site. All right, see you later, okay? God bless. All right. So, as I'm moving away from him, I know him, right? But what do I know about him? I know his name. I know his church. I know where he stays. That's all. I can't say he too knows my name. He knows my church. Finished. Doesn't know anything else. So, that knowing, the English word we use for it is acquainted. He's not a stranger to me. But I don't know him very well. It's the same thing also with the word of God. A taster of the word of God is a Christian who doesn't know the word of God very well. You know something on the surface, something small, but not very, very deep. Is it making sense to you? Is it making sense to you? Yes. But you see, you have to pass through taster before you become a partaker. Many of you are sitting down here, Eto de Bia. Anybody who reads the Bible, Eto de Bia. What are you? What are you? You are slightly acquainted. You are a taster. You are a taster. Todebia. Next one. A taster is a person who has some awareness. Why are you cut it short? Who is acquainted with the word of God? Yes. Slightly acquainted. I want small children to write it from the screen. So number five is, a taster is a Christian who is slightly acquainted with the word of God. You don't know it very well. That's why if I ask you to give me 10 verses, you can't tell me because you don't know it very well. Is it making sense? This is who? Richard. What's your name? Gideon. The one that this thing is calling you from the fridge, no? Chocolate is calling you from the fridge. Come and taste some. Next one, number six. A taster is a person who has some awareness. Some knowledge and some experience of the word of God. You have some knowledge. You have some experience. You have some awareness. some aware. Even if one of the signs you know that you know the verse, but you don't know where it is in the Bible. You see, it's a sign that you are not a partaker. Even though your shirt says, I am a partaker. You are not. You are a taster. Is it making sense to you? Is it making sense to you? Are you following me? Yes. Yes. But after this conference, we are all going to be partakers. I didn't hear your amen at all. All but wearing this partaker, like I'm in the wrong church. Oh. Is the right church? Yeah. I'm talking, you see, I'll tell you stories. As we are, as I'm. Look, I read a story of some Christians who were going to preach somewhere. Where they were going, there was a river separating their town from the other town where they were going to preach. I listened to the story. And it had rained very heavy. So the river was full. And there was no bridge on it. When they reached the river bank, then the Holy Spirit said, start walking. Eh? So the first person, so they were standing there and said, are you sure? Are you sure? I said, no. Hey, Charlie, please be careful. Then the people they were going to preach to, they were on the other side of the river. They were looking at them and they were laughing at them. Because that river, it kills many people during the rainy season. So the Holy Spirit said, walk. So the first person started walking. He was walking. His legs were in the water. But he was walking. He was walking. And he was not drowning. He was not going down. He was so he walked. When he got to the middle, as he was going, his friends were on the other side. It's not a Tolio. It's a real story. You think I'm telling you Tolio to help there? It's a real story. I can show you the book that I read it from. A real human being. It happened, a real human being. The person who wrote the book, he was there. And he said that he was afraid. So when his friend started going, he called him. He said, hey, the water, how is it like? Then he said, oh, I can feel something hard under my feet. Like, it's hard. And are you sure? Hey. Then the guy, he walked. So the first person walked. Then he got to the other side. So second person, now this guy who was writing the book, he was like the last person because he was very afraid. Second person entered the water. He said, also started walking. He said, oh, how is it like? So it feels as if it's hard. You can walk. It's not, I don't feel water. But it was water. And he was walking on it. So he also walked. And then he went. Then this one who wrote the book, it was now his thing. But he was the one who described what it was like. It's like it's water. But when you step in it, as if there is hard ground under you. You know what happened? They walk from this end through the water, like on the water, that's what I'm trying to tell you, to the other side. When they reached the other side, the people who were laughing at them, they didn't even preach to them. They said, look, we believe. The God who made the miracle of you walking in water, don't preach anything. And you're not clapping. I don't know whether you're not. I say that you don't like to be partakers. You're not partakers. He said, we believe. We don't preach anything. We believe. Look, after this conference, some of you will start to experience the experience of partakers. Yes. That's why I came here. Look, in the Bible, you will see it all through. When I say you see, it says, these signs shall follow them that believe. The signs follow those who are partakers of the word of God. To take your time, to enter into God's word, to stay in it, to swim yourself in it. See, because the nutrients for you to be a partaker of proteins, minerals, vitamins, you must eat the thing for it to enter into you. And the nutrients will come out and enter into. That's how you become big. I see you becoming spiritually huge. I said, I see you becoming spiritually huge. Look, let me tell you something. There are some people, when they are coming, witches give way. They don't pray. Shabalabalabala. When the witches see them coming, they say, this guy is a very dangerous guy. He's a partaker. So please give way. How many of you want to be partakers? How many of you want witches to be giving way when you are coming? Yeah, you right now, because you are tasters, you are afraid of the dark. When you're going to sleep, you put the light on. Yeah. When they put the light on, there's kakai in the room. There's kakai. That's what you have been saying. There's kakai in the room. You are afraid. It's because you are a taster. But I see you becoming a partaker. Yeah. Yeah. They will see you. They will say, you say, this guy, hey, this guy doesn't tolerate nonsense. So if you're a witch, please give way. Because you can get hurt. You can get hurt. Witches can get hurt. When you come around, witches get hurt. They have to give way. Jesus went, see, listen to me. Jesus went somewhere. When the demons, there were demons in a madman. When Jesus entered the place and the demons saw him, they started complaining. It's like, why have you come here? We're living here quietly, comfortably, peacefully. There's no problem. We didn't come to where you are. You were somewhere doing your thing. We didn't come there. We are here also doing our thing. We have not called your name. We have not looked for any trouble. Why have you come here to come? Jesus didn't say anything to the people. He came and the demons started talking. I see demons becoming worried when you come into a place. Receive it. Receive it. She's sleeping. Number six. Is it seven already? Okay, seven, the last one. A taster is a person, oh man. A taster is a person who has enjoyed the word of God. A taster is a person who has enjoyed. Enjoyed. You have enjoyed it. There is sweetness in the word and you have enjoyed it. Hallelujah. How many of you want to be? How many of you want to be tasters? You see, you have enjoyed it. Add to a point. That's important. Not the full enjoyment. Enjoy it to a point. And when they give the chocolate to you small, you enjoy it. But it is very small. So if you enjoy it, then it finishes. It's like a chicken and chips from KFC. You are enjoying it. When it is becoming sweet, and it's the last one. Then you eat it, then it's like, ah, is that all? The KFC people, they have some ice cream, eh? No. Not crushes. It's called Softwell. That ice cream, eh? When it is becoming sweet, then it finishes. It's a very painful ice cream to eat. If you have not tried it, try it. You know it. You should go. When you go to the one, say the pastor in the church, when I was coming from church, the pastor said that something here called Soft 12. T-W-I-R-L. Soft 12. I want to try it. It's small ice cream like this. It's... Hey. Ah. I don't know. When is... you tomorrow, you come and tell me what I said is true. When it's sweet, is me. Just at the point where you check it, it's finished. That's how tasting is like. Yeah. You are enjoying the word of God, then to a certain point. To a certain point. That's not a partaker. You just to a certain point. You enjoy it, but to a certain point. If you want to enjoy it more, then you must go deeper into it. That's what I came here to talk to you about. That's what I came here to talk to you about. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? All right, so now, then we can close for today. And coming, how many of you will come again tomorrow? How many of you promise on your honor to bring a notebook? To be faithful and loyal. To bring a notebook to the conference. So help you God. So help you God. All right. Now, let's learn a few things and then we can close. Let me show you some signs that you are a taster, not a partaker. Okay? You want to hear the signs? All right. Number one. How do I know? Am I a partaker? Am I a partaker? Or am I a taster? Okay, number one. You don't know God for yourself. Full stop, and then we continue and add this one to it. you can never say God spoke to me. Is it making sense? Sign number one that you are a taster, not a partaker, is that you cannot say, you have never said, God spoke to me. How many of you have not said it before? God spoke to me. When you are thinking, are you afraid? Like, hey, are you sure? Even your friends sitting by you, like if Gideon says that God spoke to me, then PK will say, are you sure? Are you sure? Yeah, because your friend class is looking at you. Yeah, it's a sign. Don't tell anybody, but check. If you have never, you cannot say, today as I'm sitting in the chair here, you can't say that, oh, yesterday God spoke to me. Last week God spoke to me. You don't know God for yourself. Therefore, you are a taster. Am I preaching well, Reverend Miss Mark? Or it's not a good message to preach? I see many of you are just working. Are you looking at me? Is it because you don't have a book? That's why you're just looking at my face like that. Yeah, like we're writing the things down. Sister girl. Yeah. What's it? What the heck? Cry, yeah. No. We are closing very soon. Okay. Number two. She's tired. Hello. Welcome back. Hello. Welcome back. Yeah, she said thank you. Number two, a second sign that and be looking at your neighbor and be checking. You should be checking your own self also. Check your neighbor. Be checking your neighbor. The sign number two that is a taster. When I finish giving the list, you tell me, is your neighbor a taster or a partaker? Number two, you cannot explain why you do the things you do. You cannot explain why you do the things you do. How many of you are writing? Whether your left hand, let me see. Yes. Okay. All right. Number three. Number one is what? You don't know God for yourself. You cannot say God spoke to me. Yes. Number two, you can't explain that why you do what you do. Why do you wear your trousers and bring it and divide your buttons into two? And bring the boxer short to the middle of the buttons into two and show your boxer short, the dirty boxer short. Why do you do it? Ask me why. Answer me why. All I'm saying not making sense to you. Huh? Why? Why are you watching naked women on YouTube? Why are you? I'm asking a question. Why are the naked women, they watch them on Snapchat? Why are you watching naked women on Snapchat? Can you explain it? Can you give me a verse? Can you give me a scripture? A verse in the Bible, a quotation in the Bible to explain why? Number three. You don't know why you speak in tongues. It's a sign. Yes. And because some people don't know why, they don't speak in tongues. Even though you have the gift, you don't use it. Because you don't understand why. Yes. It's a sign that you are a taster. You are a taster. You have just enjoyed it to a point. You are just slightly acquainted with the word of God. You have not gone deep into the word of God. Are you in the church? We have almost closed though. Almost. Yes. It's very hot. How many of you can feel like it's very, very hot? Uh-huh. So we're going to close very soon. Okay. We'll close today early. We'll come tomorrow. How many of you come early tomorrow? Today we're late, but tomorrow you'll be early. Okay. Next one and we can go. Next one. What did I say? You don't know why you speak in tongues, aren't it? Okay. Next one. You don't know why you give offerings. Do you know why we give offerings? Because it's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. If you give offerings, God says give. Okay, it shall be Luke 6:38. Is that what it says? Give. So let's show the scripture. So that when I'm giving offering again next time, you don't say, some of you have the offering in your pocket. You are keeping the offering to go and buy sausage. Because you don't know why we give offerings. You don't know why we give. So instead of giving a very good offering, you give the small one and keep the big money to go and buy sausage. But I'm sure, look at the scripture. 38. Look at it. Everybody, can you see it on the screen? It says what? Give. It shall be given unto you. It shall be given unto who? Who should give? You should give. And it shall be given to who? Should be given to you. How would they give you? Look at it. A good measure. Let me show you good measure. Good measure means that. Are you listening to a good measure? This is the container. They pour and pour and pour and pour until it is full. That's a good measure. Then when it is full, then they press it down so that it will go down and more space will come. Then they will pour again and pour again and pour again and do what? And press it down again and pour. Then when the pressing down doesn't work anymore, then now they shake it so that any empty space that is inside it, it will enter properly. Then they'll pour again until it is full. And then the last part that I love, that part is that after it is full, they press it, it is full, they press it, and then they shake it and it enters and they add more. Then they keep adding until some starts to pour on the floor. Wow. How many of you want that? Yeah. This is the reason why we give offering. If you don't know it, you came to church, your mother gave you 30 CDs, 20 CDs for offering, 10 CDs for lunch. Then you swap it. You understand? Swap it. You swap it. 20 CDs for lunch because you have spotted some, this thing be there. The last time you came, you saw that there was some kebab. You didn't calculate the money well, so you couldn't buy some. But now, next Sunday, you have planned that, no, that kebab, I must add it. So you have planned that after church, jollof, some small fried plantain, some small, then that kebab, I must be able to buy some to put on the side. So you swap the offering, put the 10 CDs in the offering bag, and take the 20 CDs to go and buy the fried rice, jollof, and then whatever it is. It's because you don't know why you give offerings. If you knew that when I give the 20 Ghana CDs, they will give to me a good measure, press down, add again, press down, add again, press down, shaking, 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 add, until now it is pouring on the floor. If you knew it, it is because you are a taster. That's why. You are a taster. If you will say, the 30, I'll give it to God. Because it's a good investment. Yeah. You see, people say, Malam Ibrahim. If you, sometimes on Facebook, you see Malam Ibrahim. Yeah, do you want to double your money? I've got some before. Yeah, you want to double your money? They are on Facebook. You want to double your money? If you bring 1,000, I'll give you 5,000. Yeah, five times. Yeah, God is the number one money doubler or multiplier. Oh, you don't believe that? You're clapping. Your clapping is not very, very good. God. Oh. No, wait. You see, it's because you are feeling hot. I want us to close early. I'll show you. But let me tell you this one. Many years ago, there was a certain woman. Pay attention, oh. Pay attention. There was a certain woman. She was owing people money, and she couldn't pay. Then she met a prophet. Prophet said that. What do you have? So I have some oil, some small oil that I have left. He said, go and borrow pots like this pot. You see the pot here? Go to your friends, all your friends who have pots. Go and go to all of them. Collect all their pots and bring the pots to your house. And watch God do something. So when the woman brought out the pots, then it's okay. The oil you have, what is it? So the oil is here. I have oil, it's my oil container. Then the prophet said, on your mask, get set, pin. Start pouring the oil in the pot. So pot number one. Then she poured. Poured then the oil, then the pot became full. Look at the pot, look at the oil in the container. So she poured and 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 poured. Then this one got full. Still, it's small like this. It's okay. Next pot. Poured and poured and poured and poured and poured and poured and poured. Then this one became full. If I'm telling lies, if you want to know what I'm telling lies or not, ask Reverend Bismarck. He's also reverend. In the room here, there are pastors. There are many pastors. Reverend Bismarck is here. Lady Pastor Rita is here. Lady Pastor Jimmy is here. These are all pastors. They know the Bible. They are scholars of the Bible. Like, they know. What other pastors are in the church? Pastor Sami is also somewhere around. Where is he? Where is he? Yeah, certified pastor. These pastors, they have certificates. Cross certificates. You know, real pastors. If I am telling lies, you just ask them to him and give him a sign. Give him a sign. He'll give you a sign. This one is telling lies. So the woman came. Then he poured and poured and poured and she poured and poured and poured and poured and poured. Then this pot got full. Then she came here. Then she poured and poured and poured and poured and poured and poured. This pot got full. Then she went to the other pot. Came here. She poured. The same oil. Are you watching what is going on here? Are you watching what is going on here? Then she poured and poured and poured and poured and poured and poured and poured. This one to God full. Then she came here. Then she poured and poured and poured and poured and poured. This one to God full. Then she came here. She poured and poured and poured and poured and poured and poured. This is the last pot. When she finished pouring, the oil got finished in the over here. The oil finished. Wow! I thought you'd be clapping by now. Like you are watching a movie. Yeah. That's God. That is God. That is, if you say somebody who can multiply something, how can you take this small oil and fill 6 pots with it? Can you explain it scientifically? I'm here with Professor, what's your name? Jaden. I'm here with Professor Jaden. He is the professor of, materials, science, engineering, you know, specializing in also materials, multiplication, and calculating mathematical constants. You're from the University of Aberdeen in the UK, and want to interview him and ask him to explain to us how this small oil can. Please, Professor, can you please explain to us? Yes, Professor, please. Bro, please explain to us how this small oil can fill 6 bottles. Can you please explain to us how it happened? Professor says he has no answer. Prof, you're shocked. Prof, please, Prof. Okay, maybe you didn't hear the question well. Let me take my time and answer. Prof, so we know that you're a professor of, you know, materials, multiplying, engineering, calculation, calculus, differentials of higher mathematical, scientific, you know, derivations. Okay, well, the question is that a certain woman took a small bottle of oil and then she was able to pour it in 6 pots and then the oil kept multiplying. Please, can you explain to us, based on your professor, scientific research knowledge, how that thing can happen? Yes, please, Prof. Prof says miracle. Please put your hands together for the professor. Prof looked inside his scientific brain. He couldn't find the explanation. So the explanation is that it's a miracle. Please put your hands together for the prof. He's a very intelligent professor. Miracle. And that's the God. If you come and you take your 30 CDs and you give it to him, just like how he was able to make this small oil multiply, that's God. That's what God can do. But you see, the reason why you hide the offering and take coins, that's what your mother gave you 10 CDs, but you came, you found some 50 pesos somewhere. That's the offering you are giving in the church. The reason why you are giving 50 pesos offering instead of the 10 CDs in your pocket is because you do not know why. You are a taster. You are quiet in the church now. Yes. You're a taster. But after this conference, you'll be a partaker. Amen. I say you'll be what? A partaker. Real one. Real one. Next one. Or maybe the last one. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Yes. All right. The last one. The last one. Another sign that you are a taster is that you become confused. You become confused when people criticize your Christianity. Write it like that. I'll explain it to you. You become confused when people criticize your Christianity. Christianity, criticize is spelled C-R-I-T-I-C-S-C-I-Z-E. C-R-I-T-I. Criticize. C-I-Z-E. Z-E if you're an American. S-E if you're a British. It can all work. I'm a British, so I like to spell with S-E. The American spell it is Z. Yes. So if you're British. If you are British, then you spell it with S-E. If it's American, then it's Z-E. Yes. When somebody, you know, listen to me. I'm closing. Reverend Bismarck is going to come and preach to us very powerfully. So, are you not happy about that one too? Are you how you are? I said, Reverend Bismarck will come and preach to us very powerfully. Mm-hmm. And then we are closing. Now listen to me. Some years ago, I was in secondary school. And then they said that, if you don't listen to the story, I'll not tell you again. And they said that they were bringing a new person to my dorm, the dorm where I was. They were bringing a new person. They did reshuffling. So they moved some people away and they brought new people. And then they said that they were bringing a certain boy. I was in Form 3 and he was in Form 2. Listen to my story, yo. I'm closing. This is my last and I'm closing. Then my roommates, they said they don't want the boy. They don't want the boy. I said, why don't you want the boy? Say the boy is a strange boy. Why is he a strange boy? In the night, he wakes up in the night and he will be chanting. I said, hey, what you mommy? Midnight, every midnight he wakes up and he chants. So we don't want him in our room. I said, okay, I don't know the boy. I don't know the boy. So let him come to the room. If he comes to the dorm, and he wakes up at midnight and chants, we'll go and tell the house captain that we don't want him in our room. So the boy came. Then I was watching him to see whether he will be chanting. So one day, in the night, I was asleep. And I think I woke up in the night to go and wee-wee or something. When I woke up, I saw the boy. Do you know what he was doing? How many of you know what he was doing? How many of you know what he was doing already? How many of you know what he was doing? How many of you want to know what he was doing? I saw the boy. I got up from my bed and I saw the boy. The boy was walking. So in our room, you enter the door like this. There are beds on this side. There are beds on this side. And there's a small space like this, maybe one tile or two tiles. You can walk on it. Beds here. So I saw the boy in the night, at midnight. He was doing this. Shabalabranda, libalabranda, 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 sabalaba. I said, if it is the chanting, the boy will stay in this room. This boy must stay. Because the truth is that all of us who are in that room, we don't pray. All the seniors who don't pray. Don't pray. Don't pray. We just sleep. And then you have one from two boy. He wakes. I said, because this boy is in this room here, witches won't come here. And he will stay here. I saw him doing You see, let me tell you something. The room where he was, that was what he was doing. The people in the room there were the ones who were spreading the rumor that he was waking up at midnight and chanting. But you see, he didn't stop. He didn't stop because he knew what he was doing. He knew. The tongues that we are speaking, the Bible says, he who speaks in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. It's not finished. How be it? In the spirit, he speaks mysteries. Look, you don't know the bomb that you are, the bomb that you are firing when you are saying Masha Pakaba Kalabra Pakaba. If you knew, you would have been saying the same thing I am saying. Kelebrium Bokoba Halaba, De Prekapro Pakadianda Kabraba, Riska Pakodia. You don't know what you are saying. He says, how be it in the spirit? The person, if you want to have a conversation, private conversation with God that nobody can hear, and not even Satan, you say it. That's you talking. What I'm saying, is it making sense to somebody or something? Is it making sense to somebody or something? And the reason why your pastor prayed for you to speak in tongues and you have it, but you don't use it, is because you are a taster. You are a taster. You don't know the reason why you have it. Cyrus, look, because of that, for that boy, me too. One day I was going to class. I was walking like this. And I saw the boy on it. That boy doesn't talk to anybody. Doesn't talk to anybody. When he comes to the room, he doesn't talk. He just sits in his place, and that's what he doesn't talk to anybody. The only thing he does is that he speaks in tongues. I was walking to, one day I was going to class. I had my back. Are you in a church? If you don't like my preaching, don't worry. Remember this man, he preaches very powerfully. He's coming. He will preach very nicely. Don't forget about me. Tomorrow I'll come again. But Reverend Bismarck will come again right now today. He will preach very powerfully. Don't worry at all. I had my back like this. And I was going. Then I met the guy on the way. He was speaking in tongues. Oh, he doesn't even greet you. He just has his back. He'll be coming. He will pass by you. He'll look at you. One day I was in the room in the afternoon. He came from class. He had, you know, sometimes we have class and we have a break. He came from class, I was in the room. Then he was making Gary. You know Gary? Gary Stokings. The Gary and the sugar and the whatever. I was sitting down here, like his bed and my bed were opposite each other. So I was sitting down on my chop box like this. And he entered. And then he came to sit down. So me and him is like this. Then he opened his chop box. Then he took out the cup. Then he took out the spoon. Then he fetched Gary into the cup. Fetched sugar into the cup. Added some needle to it. Then he would stare. As he was staring, then he put one in his mouth. Hey! As I was sitting down there, I was looking at the boy and said, why? What human being is this? Even when you are chewing Gary in your mouth, you are speaking in tongues. I said, I look at the boy, I said, this thing, I will do some. So because of him, I also started. So when I'm walking, I'm speaking in tongues. When I'm walking, look, I tell you, it is powerful, eh? You don't know what it is. It's not. That's how I grew up with it. Because you see, at that time before I met that boy, I had also been prayed for and I could speak it. But after the prayer, that prayer meeting, I stopped the tongues long time until I met that boy in Form 3. When I got from Form 3 and I saw that boy, I said, somebody is walking, he's speaking in tongues. He's chewing Gary and granite. Speaking. I said, I'm going to do some. You to say, I'm going to do some. Anywhere, everywhere you are. Why? Because when you are doing that, what you are doing is having a private conversation with your Father in heaven, and nobody can understand it. And I tell you, that is how you enter into becoming a partaker. You enter deeper and deeper. After this conference, you will be a partaker. Yeah. I said you will be a partaker. Yeah. Put your hands together for Jesus powerfully. And close your eyes. Don't stand up, but close your eyes. Close your eyes. I want to just talk to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm hearing what I'm hearing. Lord, I want to go further and deeper. I want to be a partaker. If the tasting is like this, I want to go deeper. After this conference, by the time this conference is ending, Lord, turn me into a partaker. Take me deeper into God's word, into your word, deeper and deeper and deeper. Are you talking to God for just a few seconds? Just a few seconds before Reverend Bismarck comes, just a few seconds. Lord, I want to go deeper. I hear what Reverend William is saying, and it's interesting to me. It's attractive to me. I want to go deeper. I want to be a partaker. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, take me into it. Lord, help me. Deeper and deeper, Lord. 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 in the name of Jesus. I don't want to just enjoy to a point. I want to go further. I don't want to be slightly acquainted with the word of God. I want to know more. I want to go deeper. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you praise for all the things we have heard. Lord, help us by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord powerfully. Now listen, we have a few more minutes before we are closing for today. And I want us to hear Reverend Bismarck. How many want to hear Reverend Bismarck? Every year he's here. He helps me to preach. Sometimes when I preach a thing, I don't say it well. When he can, he says it well. Then everybody understands it. That's why I brought him. So when I say something, I don't say it well, and it's not clear, he will come and explain it. And he's here also again. He's been my friend for a long time, since I've been in Kumasi for some time now. One of the people that I find very, very encouraging. Let me tell you something. In life, you must have human beings who encourage you. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Are you hearing what I'm telling you? If your friends are people who laugh at you all the time, stop working with them. They are in Psalm 1, verse 1. You know Psalm 1, verse 1, what does it say? That is the man that walketh not what? In the counsel of the ungodly, nor, you see, you are tasters. That's why I know you don't know Psalm 1, verse 1. Nor what? Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. But what? His delight, verse 2, is in the law of the Lord, and in his word doth he meditate. Look, I should knock your head with this thing. Taster. But if you walk with people who are scornful, the Bible says that it's not a good thing for you. You understand it? When you avoid them, you are blessed. You must have people who encourage you and say what you are doing. Not people who are encouraging you to do bad things. See, you are watching the pornography. What you are doing is good. Keep doing it. No. What you are doing is a good thing. And Reverend Bismarck is one of those friends to me. He's been very, very helpful to me. Sometimes I'm preaching. There have been times I've been preaching somewhere. He's not supposed to be there, but I'm standing here, I'm preaching. Then I see him. One time it was here. I saw him in the corner there by one of the doors. When I saw him, I was very... Now my preaching came, you know. And he's been preaching here at a conference for the past 2 years, I think. 2 years now. This is the third year, right? 3 years. 3 years now. And I have heard, people have sent him testimonies of when he preached, they were blessed. Nobody has sent me testimony of how when I preach, they were blessed. But when he preaches, they send him messages that they were blessed. Please, standing. He's also the pastor of the Safe Church in Asokwa. Okay. Pastor of the Safe Church in Asokwa. And you know, I have worked with him for some time now to know that he's a very good pastor. One of the pastors I want to be like. I want to be like him when I grow up. Yeah, he's like a pastor. He cares for the people. Sometimes when I hear some of the things he's saying, I say, Lord, have mercy on your son. Have mercy on your son. I can also be a pastor like him. But if you are happy to be here and you want to hear him, please stand to your feet. Put your hands together. Let's welcome Reverend Bismarck Alote.
Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you so much for this time. Thank you for this moment. Close your eyes and lift your hands to the Lord. Father, we thank you. Just thank God for everything that you have heard. Everything that you have heard. Thank God for Reverend William. Thank God for all the teachings since morning. We have tasted and now we have partaken. Tasted the word from Reverend William, God's servant. Yes, I cannot hear voices. I cannot hear voices. I cannot hear young people lifting up their voices and thanking God for his word since morning, for feeding us, for teaching us how to be tasters and also partakers. Father, we thank you. Thank you for every young person here. Thank you for all that you have taught us since morning through you, our pastor, Reverend William. Thank you for this short moment again. We ask that you speak to us. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. Precious Holy Ghost. We thank you. Teach us once again in this short time. in Jesus' name. Amen. I didn't hear a better amen. Please put your hands together for the Lord and you may please take your seats. What a blessing to be here again. Amen. I'm preaching for just 20 minutes. Okay, just 20 minutes. I'm just going to talk about, my message is on a point Reverend William made and then we'll be out of here. Okay, so first of all, we just want to thank God for the life of all our Father Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. Oh, you are not standing. Yeah. Yeah. We thank God for his life. What a blessing. I would never be a pastor if not for him. I was a very bad boy like some of you. Yeah. Yesterday, I was chatting with my younger brother. Hey, champion. Quiet. Right. Yeah, sorry, Bayern, yes, sir. So I was chatting with my younger brother and I was telling him about my life in SHS and all that, and he was laughing at me and I told him my nickname and he couldn't believe it. But by the grace of God, I'm standing here as a children's pastor, and I God has been good to me through Bishop Doug Hayward Mills, and I want to say God bless him wherever he is. We love him. Amen. And we want to thank God for our convener. I wasn't here, but I was watching. Reverend William told us about our convener. He explained who a convener is and everything. And we thank God for his life. We thank God for bringing him here to lead us into our promised land. Amen. So put your hands together for our convener, Bishop Eddie Fabian. And Reverend William also said that this house that we are in, this house that we are in, his pastor, the bishop of this house that we are in, he has made sure that we are using the lights. He's happy that the children gather. He has traveled. That's why he's not here. But I want to thank God for the life of Bishop Patrick Bruce, the pastor of this house, this hall. This hall with all the screens and everything. Amen. And we also want to thank God for my pastor and my bishop, Bishop Charles Amo, of the Lamb of God Cathedral, my father. Amen. I thank God so much for his life. One day he saw me and he said, let's make this boy a pastor. And that is how I became a pastor. I was just sitting somewhere after church, chatting with people. He was driving past and he called his assistant and said, oh, I think we should make this boy a pastor. And that was how I became a pastor. Amen. So God bless him. Oh, put your hands together for my pastor, Bishop Charles Amo. And I want us to also put our hands together for the convener of Strong Christian Conference, Reverend William. Those at the back, I cannot see your excitement at all. Amen. Reverend William is it's a great friend. Reverend William is, all my friends, one person who has visited me at home is Reverend William. Yeah, if you are watching, please, I'm not saying you are a bad friend, but has visited me home. He's always been there. I learned so many things from him. Anytime I sit down and he's preaching, there's so much I learn, you know. When I was in here, I was at work and I was watching, and he was explaining everything, you know, teaching. Hey, you are here. He's explaining everything. How many of you enjoyed Reverend William's teachings? And I believe that great deposits have been made. Reverend William is a friend, a brother, you know. And last year, I had the opportunity to travel with him to Kintampo, you know, for Strong Christian Conference. Feeding and everything. It's a blessing to be associated with him. And I feel humbled to be here. Okay, so let's put our hands together and thank God for the life of Reverend William. Amen. God bless you. And clap for yourselves too. Put your hands together for yourselves for being here since morning. How many of you are tired already? All right, we are closing very soon. So please put your hands and be seated. Take your seat. So there was a point. The point he made that one sure sign that you are a particular, you do not know God for yourself. Can you pop up that point? You have never said God spoke to me. How many of you have made that statement? But God spoke to me. God spoke to you. You have told somebody that God spoke to you. Yeah. Who else? Oh, where is that point? Yes, some signs that you are a taster. When you do not know God for yourself, you cannot say, God spoke to me. How many of you have never said, God spoke to me before? Oh, you won't lift your hands. Many of you here, you have never said, God spoke to me before. But after this conference, God is going to speak to you. I didn't hear a better amen. After this conference, when you are in class, you will tell your classmates that God spoke to me. Isra, I said, you'll be telling your classmates that God spoke to me. Yeah. God will start speaking to you. Amen. And it's a blessing for you to have God speaking to you. And for a very short time, I'm just going to talk on this point and then we'll be out of here. Many of us here know God through our parents. Okay? Many of us know God through our parents because almost all of us here were born into the church. How many of you, when your eyes opened, you were in church? You won't lift your hands. When your eyes opened, you were in church. Yes, so you know God through mommy or daddy. Is that not the case? Is that not the case? Yeah, that's the case for many of us, or almost all of us here. Okay. But what Reverend William is trying to teach and make us understand is that you can also know God for yourself. Jojo, are you understanding it? Yeah. This morning, Pajo was telling me that, do I know he's a bishop? And I said, okay, he just told me. Yeah. So, many of us here, you know God through mommy or daddy, because when your eyes opened, you were in church. But when you start tasting God, okay, tasting God and realizing how good God, Reverend Lam was using chocolate, yeah, as an example, that when you take a bite of chocolate from Switzerland, and it's very good, no matter where it is hidden in the house, that night you struggle to even sleep because you have tasted of a good chocolate. And some of you even steal it. How many of you have stolen a milk or something sweet from the fridge? But I've closed my eyes. How many of you have stolen something? Yeah. Because when you tasted it, you realize it was very good. One day, I think one of our Tuesday services, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, Reverend Pierre was preaching. I think another Reverend Pierre or Bishop was preaching, and he asked that, how many of you here have stolen milk or something from a fridge before? And there was this little girl sitting right behind her daddy, and she lifted her hand. And her daddy tells her, you, what did you steal? What did you steal? It was surprised. It was very funny. Yeah. So when you taste something and it's very good, you tend to want more. How many of you have tasted something good and you wanted more? You wanted to have more of it. So we are also trying to let you understand that after tasting God, tasting and seeing that God is good, you are supposed to want more of Him. So when you are a young person, a Christian, and you have not gotten to that point where you want more of God, it means that you are a taster. You don't know God for yourself. You are a taster, and you have never said, God spoke to me before. Because since you tasted God, you have not went on to want more, to partake of God and to want more of Him. How many of you have heard this song before, More of You by Sinach? I want more of you, Jesus, the more I know you. The more I want to know you, Jesus. You sing it all the time, but That's actually what that song means. You see, after tasting God and seeing how sweet, how good, how nice God is, you move on, Janelle. You move on, okay, to want more of Him. And then that quest or that desire to want more of Him will send you to that place where you can also say, God spoke to me. You see, if you are not close to Reverend William, you can come. You can come and say, oh, Reverend William says that today, after the conference, all of us have 12, something 12. Salt 12. Eh? I say it will come. If I say it comes, and I say it comes. I say it comes to tell all of us. Hello, announcement, announcement, announcement. Reverend William says, I should tell all of you that right after the conference, everybody's going to for one soft 12 from KFC. Oh, you didn't say, hey. Yeah. Many of you will not believe it. How many of you will believe him? How many of you will not believe him? Many of you will not believe him because you'll be asking, ah, who is he? Who is he? We don't know him to be with Reverend William. Okay. But if Blessing or Pastor Sammy or Martin or any of them, the closest people to Reverend William comes to stand here and says that, announcement, 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 after this conference, one soft 12 for every young person. Yeah, because that person is very close to Reverend William. Okay, he travels with him, he goes around with him, he helps with the conference and everything. So everyone here must also get so close to God. You must be a partaker of your Christianity and a partaker of God to the point where you can also say, God spoke to me. God says I should tell you. God says I should tell you. There's this girl in our church. It's a very scary thing. She can come to me and say, Reverend, I was sitting down and all of a sudden my eyes opened and I started seeing this. I started seeing that. It's scary. Recently she was telling me how she saw a guy who is about to die and all that. Yeah. And I was jealous. I said, oh God. I said, pray. So I asked her, what have you seen about me too? Yeah. There's another girl who once was in the service. Service was ongoing and her eyes opened and she saw angels on the stage. Yeah. When you taste God and you see God is good, you are supposed to go on. You are supposed to move on to that place of becoming a partaker of God. Okay, and after becoming a partaker of God, you get to that point where you will know God for yourself and you can also come and say, God spoke to me. How many of you want to one day come to that place and say, God spoke to me. God spoke to me. I feel God telling me this. I feel God telling me that. And something happened in the Bible. I'm just going to explain that to you and then we'll be out. Something happened in the Bible and I want all of us to take this lesson away as we move. Matthew chapter 16. Jesus was with all his disciples, okay? Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16 is one example of how Jesus or God wants all of us to know him for ourselves personally. Knowing God for yourself and coming to the place of saying that God spoke to me. Matthew chapter 16. Are we there? Yeah. The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting him. Okay. And tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. Verse 2. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red. Let's go to verse 13. So that we'll just quickly finish. Verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say? Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Who do men say that I, the Son of Man? So Jesus was asking his disciples, are we here? Are you all here? Jesus was asking the Christians, the young people in the church, his followers. How many of you here are followers of Jesus? How many are followers of Jesus? Why are we bowing your head? Like, you don't want me to see your face. Sit up so I can see your face clearly. So I know you. Yes. Sit up. The way you are sitting, you will sleep. So Jesus was asking all the children here. Jesus was asking them, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Jesus was wondering, who are people saying? What do people say that I am? Because everybody has his opinion of who Jesus is. Okay, everybody has his own opinion of who God is. Some people say God is merciful, God is kind, God will not kill us, God loves us, God will not slap me, God will not, and all that. Everybody has his own mind, his own opinion of who God is. So Jesus was asking, who are the people saying that I am? Okay, and let's go to verse 14. And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. So all the people, quiet. All the people, they all have four opinions of who Jesus is. Okay, some of them said he's John the Baptist. Some said he's Elias. Others said Jeremiah. And some of them said, he may be one of the prophets. He may be one of the prophets. So everyone sitting here has a mind of who God is to him. Personally, who God is to you. They all had their own opinions. So Jesus said, this is what the people are saying about me. Next verse, he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? The people are saying, I am this, I am that. Some say I look like Janelle. Others say I look like Elam. Others say I look like Janelle One. Others say I look like Adriana. Others say I look like Pastor. Who are you saying that I am? What is your personal view of who I am? You see, so here Jesus was trying to find out who Nana Boateng says he is. Do you understand? Yes. So as you are here, you must know God for yourself. You must know God for yourself. Not what mommy has said God is. Mommy has played her role. You see, in our church, we have some of the best parents in the whole, if not the best. You are not clapping for your parents. We have the best parents in the UD. Because, you know that some parents, Saturdays, they will just come and leave their children in church. Yeah. Some of your parents, almost everyone, your parents drive you every Sunday morning, church, every Saturday, every church, or even just conference. Pressure from parents. Hey! Yeah. We have the best parents. They played their role. They gave birth to you in church. They have introduced you to Christ. Look at you. I was watching him leading worship. If not for your parents, would you be leading worship in church? No. Because they made sure that you came to church. They played their role by bringing you to church. Like Samuel. How many of you remember Samuel in the Bible? How Samuel's mother left him in church. And Samuel heard the voice of God himself. How many of you remember? Yeah. Samuel heard God's voice in the temple. As he was in the temple, staying there, God came and spoke to him. May God speak to you. I said, may God speak to you. Some of you, God will speak to you through dreams. Some of you, your eyes will open to see visions. Yeah. And some of you, as Reverend William is preaching and teaching, you see, you start hearing voices. You start hearing God's voice in your ears. You may think that it's Reverend William's voice, but it is the voice of God. I'm not hearing amen on. I said, as Reverend William is teaching you, you'll be hearing God's voice. Your ears will open and you start hearing God's voice. You hear God's voice for yourself. And you also start sharing. After they come, you'll be telling people, as Reverend William was teaching, I heard this. I felt God was telling me this. I felt God was telling me that. Yeah. So they came and said, but who? Jesus was interested in what they also think he was. So after they come in, they say you are this. Say, by you. I say, who do you say I am? That's the question Jesus is asking all of us. Who do you say I am? Mommy says that mommy has told me. Daddy has told me. My pastor has said this. But me, you, who do you say I am? And then the next verse, somebody came. And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." I thought you would be clapping. Yeah. "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." So there's even a song like that. "You ask me, who do I say that you are? And I say that you are the Christ, Son of the living God. You ask me, who do I?" Yeah. So Peter came and Peter was like, "Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Do you know that there are some people who don't think Jesus is the Son of God? Do you know that there are some people? How many of you know that there are some people who don't know Jesus? Yeah, some people who don't know. Yeah. So this afternoon, as we are closing, Caris, Daddy has done so well. Daddy has brought you to STC. Eh? But you must leave here knowing who Jesus is. Do you understand? Knowing God for yourself. Where you can say that, "Daddy, today, when I was reading my Bible, when I was having my quiet time, God spoke to me. God said this. God said that. God said this. God said that." So when Peter said this, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," immediately Jesus said, "Ah, Peter, flesh and blood, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you." Are you helping? Flesh and blood. "But my Father who is in heaven." Saying Jesus has said unto him, "Blessed are thou." You see, you are blessed when you know God for yourself. When you taste something, keep quiet. Has somebody knocked you before? Has somebody knocked you during preaching before? Okay. Yes, so you will experience one very soon. When you taste something that is nice, okay, when you read the book, Bishop Dark said that there's a restaurant, when they want you to have a taste of their food, they put it on a toothpick. On a toothpick for you to taste. Have you tasted food on a toothpick before? Do you know toothpick? Okay, those of you who don't know, toothpick is that stick, tiny stick they use to remove meat residue, remains in our teeth and other things in our teeth. Do you understand? Yes. So imagine you tasting chocolate from Switzerland. That Reverend William brought from Switzerland when he went to do SEC in Switzerland and he was coming. And then he brought Swiss chocolate. What's your name? Mayira. Naira. Wow. Are you from Egypt? Okay. Yeah. It's a Naira. I want you to have a taste of the Swiss chocolate and he puts it on toothpick. You can't even imagine it. And you taste. Would you have the full feeling of eating chocolate? No. You even never feel you have eaten chocolate. Because of the taste and even, how you tasted it. You see, but if he gives you maybe 5 little cubes or squares of that chocolate and you eat, you can at least feel that, also where the chocolate, Swiss chocolate, maybe. That came from Switzerland after SCC in Switzerland. Yeah. You see that? So, you see, the moment Peter was able to say that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus realized that this guy is a partaker. And he said, because you're a partaker, you are blessed. Because you're a partaker, you are blessed. You are blessed. So many young people, especially those sitting at the back and talking, are not blessed with their Christianity because we haven't gotten to that place of knowing God for ourselves. You are still tasting the chocolate on toothpick. So you are not really enjoying the chocolate. Other things have consumed you. Other things have occupied. You see, recently I was on Snapchatting. I don't even know Snapchat. I don't know Snapchat. Yeah, you all know it. We know you know. I used to be on Snapchat. But I realized that I was receiving requests, any request that I would receive. Then a girl, something, hey, or something like, you see, you understand that, something. Yeah, so you are seeing everything. Something, yeah, something like peeled banana, something like that. I said, no, this place will not help me. Then I left. So I was there, and somebody sent me a text from the UK. He said, one of your boys is on Snapchat, and the things he posts there, very wild things. I said, oh, let me go back to this place again. And when I went there, oh, man, I saw one of them. They said, hey, Rev, you are here. I said, yes, I'm here again. I've heard that all of you are here, so I've come back here again. Then he started laughing. Yeah. So we are all partakers of many things. So many things. But when it comes to God, we just taste it, him on toothpick. Toothpick tasters. You are tasting God on a toothpick. On a toothpick. You have been a toothpick taster of God since you were a child. Since you were a baby. You have become a toddler. You are in class 6, JHS 1, 2, 3. You are still tasting God and a toothpick. How can you be blessed? How can you be blessed by God? When you are tasting God, you are tasting a chocolate on a toothpick. How can you reap the full benefits of eating chocolate? Jaden, do you understand what we are saying? Yes. You must move on to taste a bar of chocolate, a bar of God. God. Many of you have video games, you have all those things are nice. They are very nice. My son likes phone. What's now come? Daddy, can I have your phone? Yeah, it's nice. But this year, Reverend William wants all of us to taste God. And not just tasting God, but moving on to partake of God. I thought you'd be clapping. You move on and partake of God. So Jesus says, Peter, you are blessed. He said, you are a blessed person, Simon Bar-Jonah. For flesh and blood has not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven has revealed this to you. How many of you want to be like Peter? How many of you want to be like Peter? How many of you want to know Christ for yourself? How many of you want to come and say that, oh, Reverend William, God spoke to me this morning about you. God, when I was coming for SEC, God spoke to me. What you preach, God told me before I came. Hallelujah. How many of you are still going to taste God and a toothpick? You are going to taste God, toothpick taster of Swiss chocolate from SEC Switzerland. Naira. Do you want to keep tasting that? You want to taste a chocolate on toothpick? You know, you will never feel the full benefit of the chocolate. So from today, all of us are going to know God for ourselves, like Peter. When you read on, because Peter said this, let's move on. Because Peter said this, let's read this and then we'll close. He said, I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Peter became the rock, the head of the church, the head on which the church was built, because he knew God for himself. He knew Jesus for himself. He knew Jesus for himself. Most of you here are supposed to be singers. Yeah. Most of you here, look, now the children here, we know you are, all of you here, most of you are into worldly music, Stone Boy, Shatawale, Benabu, and all kinds of, even the song they were singing, you were remembering the worldly one. Yeah, but from today, you are going to be a partaker of God. You will know God personally. You'll be a God child. I didn't hear better, amen. I said, you'll be a God child. You'll not just be a PS5 child, but a God child. When you speak, we will feel God. I said, when you speak, we will feel God. Yeah, your classmates will feel God when you talk. Your classmates will know that you know God for yourself. Yeah. You know all the songs of Stone Boy, Fifth Dimension songs, but you don't know one Bible verse. But from today, it is ending in Jesus' name. I said, after this conference, that thing is ending. You are going to know God for yourself. And every morning, you'll be sharing your quiet time with your parents and your classmates in school. Put your hands together for yourself and rise to your feet. Rise to your feet and let's close. Can I get a keyboardist? Rise to your feet and let's close. Lift up your hands and just thank God. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. I want to sit at your feet. Everybody lift your voice. Come on, sing it to him.
Lay back against you and
feel your heartbeat.
Feel your heartbeat.
This love is so deep, Lord.
This love is so deep.
It's more than I can stand.
It's more than I can stand.
I melt in your peace.
I melt in your
peace. It's overwhelming.
It's overwhelming.
The more I seek you, come on.
The more I seek you.
Everybody, the more I find you, the more I find you. Oh, the more I find you. The more I find you, Lord. Come on.
The more I find you.
Oh, the more I love you, Lord.
The more I love you.
The more I seek you one last time, the more I seek you, oh Lord.
The more I seek you.
Sing the more I find you. If you know that song, just lift your hands and sing it.
The more I find you.
Oh, the more I find you, Lord.
The more I find you.
Oh, the more I love you, Lord.
The more I love you.
I melt in your peace.
I melt in your peace.
It's overwhelming. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Everybody lift up your two hands and close your eyes. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the first day of XCC 2024. Thank you for this short time in your presence. Thank you for stirring up our hearts to desire more of you, to seek you, to like you, to taste you, and to move further and partake of you. Touch our hearts, stir up our hearts for you, Lord. Take away foolishness from our hearts. Take away filth, death, and all those things that chokes our spirits and stops us from partaking of you. We thank you and we bless you. Bless every young person here. Pour your spirit upon every young person here. Stir up godly desires in our hearts and make us not just tasters but partakers of God. May it be said of us that we are godly and we like God and we know God for ourselves. We thank you, Father, and we bless you in Jesus' name. And all the young people shout and say, amen. I didn't hear louder, amen. Give the Lord a shout as we receive Reverend William.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Please put your hands together for Reverend. I told you that when he comes, the thing you didn't understand, you understand. Some of you understood something. I told you. His preaching is clearer than mine. Mine is not very good. But you may take your seat. Your keyboard is loud, oh. It's very loud.